Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today, we have Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today, especially considering you've got a, well, when have we not had a neat topic, to be perfectly honest? It's always been something interesting, but today we get to throw a little bit of a Dear Abby moment in the mix, as you said before we went on. So, adapting to change.
Yes, I have found as I've worked in Extension and with other organizations that sometimes change is hard. And there's people that are for the change, they're against the change, or are scared about the change. And we're going to have a big change this year at the Linn County Fair. Actually, two big changes. Audrey, I just thought of another one that I didn't tell you about. But one of them is that for the first time in decades, the Linn County 4-H Council will not be opening the 4-H food stand. However, it will still be open. And we gave the 4-H clubs in the county, in Linn County, the opportunity to be open a day or two, and they'll pay a small rental fee to do that. And we are going to still set up our pop machine for them. But then the clubs will come in and work their shift, and they'll make the money for themselves, and they can pick the menu. And hopefully with this change, we'll add some variety. I think we've had hamburgers and taco salad for what seems forever. And I know the club that we are in, we're thinking about doing some lasagna and chicken Alfredo, and then there's a concert that night, so we're going to do some pulled pork sandwiches. And change is good. We had a gentleman walk in and say, this is absolutely great. I'm helping put on the concert. I want to donate a hog in the processing so that the club that I was in as a kid can use that as a fundraiser. Other people are skeptical of this change of, oh, will it even be open? Well, we're working really hard to make sure that we can find other groups. We had three of our six clubs step up and say, yes, we'll take a day. So we have several days to fill yet, and so we are opening that up to the public. So if anybody's looking for a fundraising opportunity, please give me a call. And yesterday I spoke with the shooting sports director in our district, and she thinks that the shooting sports club for the Mayor DeZine district may want to do it. And so it's going to give some opportunities to some other organizations and be a big change for us. And I'm always a big one that says, if you're going to change something, you need to give it 3 years before you decide if it's a go or if we should drop it again. So I think we'll try this for a couple years, and if it doesn't work, guess what? We can always go back to the 4-H Council running the food stand. And another big change that we're having in Linn County, which I know a lot of other counties are doing the same, has to do with the livestock auction. Kansas State 4-H made the decision that you can sell in a premium auction as long as the sale is not terminal, and then you can take that animal on to Kansas State Fair or Kansas Junior Livestock Show. And both of those organizations have also changed that rule. And so this is another change. And sometimes, like I said, change is hard. For some people, it's easy. And Audrey, I know you said change is hard for you, and sometimes change is hard for me. And I try to look at it from a lot of different angles when we take into consideration making those changes. And I have a saying that I've always said here in Linn County, is this for the greater good? Is this change going to be a good change for everyone, or are we just targeting a small audience? And I think that's the big thing that I try to look at. And the other thing that I always say is, if you don't come to me, I can't help you fix your problem or talk about it. And so those are two great things that I think about when I consider making changes in the Linn County or Mayor DeZine 4-H program is, is this going to be a change that's going to be good for the greater good or just a small group? And if somebody has an issue, I'm always open to talk about it and like to, you know, think about the different sides of it. And so we have two big changes. I think they're going to be positive changes, but I know some people are skeptical, and I don't know if skeptical is the word I want to use. Worried might be the word that I want to use. Worried that people are going to want to come and fill those days and that we're going to have a stand. But I know, just like many of you listeners know, that the 4-H community comes together and it will turn out just perfect. So as we move into spring and we just had the time change and the weather's starting to change, some change we enjoy, some change we don't. But having an open mind and being positive about things helps make those changes more comfortable. And so I encourage any of you that normally come to Linn County Fair to check out our concession stand, because we're going to have some variety, and I think it will be a great opportunity for some clubs and organizations.
Change can be good, especially when it's underwear.
Hey, there you go. That's awesome.
Well, it sounds like this is going to actually be a good opportunity. Yes, it's something different, but giving the other groups a chance, you said that whatever they make as far as the concessions, they're going to be able to keep for their club.
Yes, and I know there's been some discussion with the clubs about the possibility of doing a donation back to 4-H Council, because 4-H Council is going to potentially lose some income because of this, but some of our costs have gone down as far as camp scholarships and different things like that. And so I think financially, after looking at the budget, it was a sound decision for us.
And it gives each of the individual clubs a chance to take on that responsibility, which is another matter of growth for them.
Yeah, I told Franny Eastwood, my coworker, I said, we're going to look so young and so relaxed at County Fair because this big stress is going to be gone. And she just laughed at me. And so it'll be a change, but I think it'll be a great one. And it does. It opens up the door to some opportunities.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea all the way around. Like you said, what's going to benefit the most people in the best way?
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you for the heads up on that. And it sounds like yet another reason to go and visit the county fair, just to check out and see what's going on. And with different groups coming in on different days, you got to keep going back.
That's right.
Okay. Like I said, thanks for the information. And we look forward to talking to you again, Abby. Have a good day.
Thanks, Audrey.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.